Up to Simen Kuf Nun. We're up to Sif Gimel on the bottom of page 61. Moving on to page 62. We discussed last time about having your the Beit Knesset as the Gova, the Aaron. As some pointed out, there are certain Yeshuvim here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, they have followed this halacha and they have it at the top of the Gova, the Aaron. Furthermore, we discussed that it has to be, and even though there was some reason to be Makel in certain cases, but that is Mikra Din of the Gemara. So Sif Gimel over here discusses what if someone does not follow this halacha, okay, in a place where they could be Makbid on it. What if they do not follow the halacha? What would be with this? He puts on an addition on his house, and it goes above the shul. So there's a couple of different possibilities. One is you could ignore the fact, okay, this guy was over the din in Shulchan Aruch, but you could leave it. Another option is you could raise the Beit Knesset to make it larger than the shul, maybe make the guy pay for it, or he could force the guy to take down his addition. Those are basically the three options. The last two are discussed in the Beis Yosef as options. Somebody showed him Paskin like each side, and then he brings down a Maisa with Rabbeinu Tam, that one of his relatives did this. One of his relatives raised his house above the Beit Knesset, and it says that they forced them to raise then the Beit Knesset at least in one pina, to build some type of structure on the top of the Beit Knesset that's going to go over his house. The Chori forced them to pay for it, I guess. Okay, but that's what it brings down over there in the Beis Yosef over here in our Siman. Okay, it's very interesting. It sounds like the Beis Yosef says that that's how we paskin alach lamaisa, that to raise the Beit Knesset, but that's not how the Mechaber paskins. The Mechaber paskins over here like the more Machber. Mishagbiya beito yoter beit Knesset, yesh omrim shekofin otolash pilo. We have forced the guy to take down his addition. We make him take down the house. Okay, however, the Ramah then brings in the other idea. V'im'asa binyan gavoa. It's a little bit difficult of a read over here, but this is what it means to say. V'im'asa binyan gavoa yoter v'keren echad b'beit Knesset. If you make a binyan gavoa yoter, it's not talking about a separate structure. It's saying if you make a binyan on top of the Beit Knesset, meaning put a structure on one of the corners of the Beit Knesset, like Rabbeinu Tam over there did, Beit Knesset, yoter v'keren echad b'beit Knesset, sagi b'kach, that's going to be good enough so long as you have a structure on one corner of the Beit Knesset. Obviously, that structure has to be able to be used. Because if it's not able to be used, we learned earlier on that that's not really part of the cheshbon of what's taller or not taller. So that is the halacha lemaisa, what you do if someone doesn't. Once again, most places we're not so makbid on this din for the reasons that we discussed last time. Sif Dalet is based on a Gemara Basra. Discusses a lot about Hilchos Shechinim, what you're allowed to do with your neighbors and everything like that. There's a lot to talk about in that discussion. That's what you have to find in Choshen Mishpah. One of the dinim is that you're not allowed to build your house too close to your friend's house because you're going to block his light. Back in the day, they didn't have electric lights. All the light that came into a house was the natural daytime light unless they lit candles in the house. So therefore, the halacha is you're not allowed to build your house within Dalet Amos of your friend in order to provide that you're not blocking his window space, and therefore he'll have enough light in his house. Over here by Beit Knesset, we say you need even more than Dalet Amos. Why? Because the Beit Knesset needs even more light than regulars. Therefore, the Mechaber Paskins and Sif Dalet have Bona Keneged Cholon Beit Knesset, someone who's building against the window of the Beit Knesset, Ein Maspiklo Bar Chakos Dalet Amos. It's not enough that he puts it Dalet Amos. So, Lefishu Tzarech Or Gadol, because the Beit Knesset needs a lot of light. And therefore, you have to separate. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, at least 8 Amos, okay, has to be at least double what the normal thing. I didn't see the postman discuss about nowadays, are we Makbid on this still? Because anyways, nowadays, obviously, we know that the light from most shows come from the electric lights and from the light bulbs and not from the natural light coming from the outside. Let's now move into the main subject of today, and that is Sif Hei. Sif Hei is very, very lemaisa. A lot of very important things come out of it, like we said in other times. It's not such a long mechaber, but between the mechaber and the Ramah, there are different discussions and really different topics that are discussed. It's all regarding the structure and how the inside of the shul is supposed to look. Okay, different halachas that apply to this, and it comes out of a lot of very important things. Says the mechaber over here, Ein potchin petach beit Knesset. When you're building the entrance to the shul, okay, when you're building the entrance to the shul, you can think about all the shuls that you have in your back in your homes. Ela keneged hatzad shemispalin bo ba'otair. You should be open up the petach opposite the way that you normally daven, meaning most shuls nowadays are in the mizrach, okay? Because Eretz Yisrael, you have to face Eretz Yisrael, you're facing the mizrach. Therefore, the entranceway entering into the shul should be in the marav, should be in the west. It should be opposite the direction that you're davening. That is supposed to be the entrance into the shul. Shemispalin lemarav yiftechu lemizrach. If you're davening west, So you should have the entrance to the Mizrach. Kideshi yishtachavu mina petach negeda aron shuburach shemiz palim nagda. Because there's a lacha that when you want to enter into a shul, you're supposed to bow when you enter into the shul. Okay, there's a specific pasuk to say also, if you're mutar in your talis and tefillin that we discussed earlier on, so when you bow, you should bow connected to the Aron Kodesh. As you walk into the shul, you should bow to the Aron Kodesh. And therefore, the Aron Kodesh is supposed to be in a place where you're supposed to be directed to where you're davening. So therefore, the entrance way is supposed to be in the opposite end, and therefore, most shuls nowadays, at least in America for sure, should be on the western side, should be the entrance into the Beit Knesset. Okay, so that is the halach lemaisa, what one is as supposed to do. Now, the Be'er Halacha over here in Dimra Masal Ba'ota Ir points out two important things. Towards the end of the Be'er Halacha, five lines from then it says, Vida. Da Iker Dina de Tosefta. This is based on the Tosefta. Katav Ami'iri. It says, brings out in the great Rishon, the Mi'iri, the Kepeda Elohim Petach Sherova Tzibor Nichnasim Bo. This is only Kepeda that should be opposite Aron Kodesh is in the entrance that most people enter. Okay, aval sharp talking mutar lasot b'kalat studying. You're allowed to have other entrances into your shul. Just the main entrance should be opposite the Aron Kodesh. That's number one based on the Meiri. And then he says v'da'ot the dinah shulchan aruch hu rak al petach beit haknesset atzmo. We're only talking about over here the entrance into what we call this main sanctuary, into the Beit Knesset itself. Aval mashen came the petach haprozdor and kpeid haklal b'zeh. The hallway, enter into that. Or for many of us have gigantic shuls over there, and you don't get into the main sanctuary until much later on. Where the halacha over here is talking about entering to the shul where the petach is supposed to be, not entering into the big structure that we call the shul. Okay, all the rooms leading up to the main sanctuary, that the entrance could be wherever you want the entrance to be. The main thing that we're worried about is the main entrance to the shul. Okay, that is what's going on over here. Kein katav b'tshuvas chasam sofer pasha. That's what the chasam sofer write, and that's a davar pasha. That's what we're talking about. You should know this is not ma'akev, as the Be'er Halacha brings on in the previous Be'er Halacha. In Ein Potchen, he says, b'shas u'makom at the chak, pashud hu, de'enu ma'akev klal, which is probably the reason why in our base medrash, you don't have the entrance over here. It's not possible to have the entrance over here on the opposite of our base medrash. There's no entrance. There's no way of getting over there. There's no petach over there that's plausible. And therefore, we have it on the south side coming in. And then you take a right turn, and then you face the Beit Knesset, the Aron Kodesh, as you come in. So it's not ma'akev this din. However, l'chatchila, if you're building the Beit Knesset structure, you are supposed to have the main entrance coming into the shul, once again, facing the Aron Kodesh as you go in. That's the first halacha that's brought down over here in Sifei. Then the Roma goes on and says, brings another thing. The Osin Bima Be'emsa Beis HaKnesses. You're supposed to build the Bima, the place where we read the Kriyas HaTorah. The Bima is supposed to be in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses. So the Roma brings down over here, Shiyamud Ala Kori B'Torah V'Yishmu Kulam. He brings down a very practical reason why this is. It's in order that if it's in the middle of the shul, everyone's going to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah very well. And that makes sense. Practically, where to put the Bima. However, there is another reason why they brought down. That's by the based on the Gemara and on the Sukkah. It's based on the structure of the base of Mikdash, once again, where the Mizbeach is. Just like the Mizbeach was in the middle, so too the Bima that we put down, the Sefer Torah, should also be in the middle of the Shul. So this is more, not for a practical reason, this is more of like a Gzeres HaKosov, more like a Liman, based on the structure of the base of Mikdash, what we are supposed to do. The reason why I'm mentioning it is because, historically, what happened is that the Reform and the Conservative, let's start with the Reform started not following this halacha. They were very, very makpid to put the Bima right next to the Aron Kodesh, in front of the Aron Kodesh. Why? Because I don't really know the structure of a church very well, but based on something in the church, that they were trying to follow the Goyim on how their structure of the church was, and therefore, they wanted a structure pattern after that, which obviously caused a major uproar amongst the Rabbanim and the Poskim, and that's what happened. Historically, the Rabbanim became very, very fierce about any type of shul changing this structure of our shul nowadays, and then therefore the Bima would have to be dafka in the middle of the base. This is all brought down in the Be'er Halacha. Dibur Masl Ba'ensa Beis Knesses. He says, Kain Mavur Baramba, Vitor, Umina Kodum Humi Makar Masechet Sukkah Nen Aleph, Amad Beis. The Makar is based on the Masechet Sukkah, like I said before, Nen Aleph Amad Beis. It's a very, very old custom. Kemosha Katva Gra, Uba Avonu Seino Arabim, says the Be'er Halacha. In our there is a great sin. There are those Beit Knesses that have been poured together and they don't follow this minna. V'itchilu la'asos ha'bima samach la'aron kodesh. And they started doing the bima near the Aron Kodesh. Mivnei sh'rotzu le'lech v'darki avod gilulim. Because they wanted to go in the way of the those worship of Avodah Zarah. K'mo she'osim be'heichalot shelahen. Like they do in their heichalos, shekorim temple, which they call a temple. Okay, temple this and temple that. Yeah, that's what he's referring to over here. V'yesh likro aleihem, and he quotes the pasuk v'yishkach Yisrael say of even echelos ukfar rachnu aposkim achronim begnusa anashim elu. The poskim have already talked very strongly against these types of mekomos. We're not getting into all the other problems that occurred in these types of places. These are, once again, these were the beginning stages of the reform and changing the ways of the Beit Knesset. It turned into the Mechitza, Mechule, all these things that ended up changing. They started with little changes. Who cares? The Bema's a little bit off. But these changes, the postgame already saw the future, what was going to happen. And therefore, one of the big ones who stuck so strongly against this was the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Quote at the end of the Beralach, I am Beshuvas Chasam Sofer, Simon Kavches. He says over here, his famous line, Chadish Asr Min HaTorah. Like we have an Isser Daraisav called Chadish, without getting to now. He says, Chadish, we don't change things. Unless you have the postgame Dolem who say, give you a bracha to go ahead and change it. We don't just change things because, especially when you're trying to pattern yourself after the guy. Okay? That was in the earlier stages of the reform movement, and these temples and all these things, because there was a major, unfortunately, influx of Orthodox Jews who were changing their ways, and the reform had a major, historically, after things, not calmed down, unfortunately, we've seen what happened to the reform movement, but we don't have this great influx anymore. Orthodox Judaism, I think we all realize, has won the battle. And therefore, the poskim have calmed over history. And therefore, Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvos, he says over here, it depends why a shul would want to do it. If Chas HaShalom are trying to pattern themselves after the Goyim, or after the Reform movement, then absolutely it's Usser, and all the poskim would say it's Usser to daven in such a shul. If that's the purpose, why they want to change the Bima. But if it's for a practical reason, so in another place in the shul, it's going to be easier for people to hear, then Moshe Feinstein was willing to be makel in certain cases. Okay, that is how most of the postgames Baneno depends. It depends what the kavana of the shul, what they're trying to do. Once again, you have to follow the postgame. They see in certain the isms and this and that. You could have your own mind what I'm talking about, but there are certain things where even in our what we call Orthodox shuls nowadays have started new customs and new menhagim, and you see the rabbanim are very fierce against them because they understand what these things represent, what they represent, what's going to be with those things, and therefore. And therefore, you have to dive and find a shul that is following the regular, traditional way of doing things, unless there's big rabbanim behind any types of changes in the shul. Okay, so that is the next part of the Ramah. Okay, then the Ramah adds another din. Ukushim yipalo shliat tzibur ponav klapi hakodesh. When the shliat tzibur davens, he obviously faces the Aron Kodesh. He faces the Aron Kodesh over here. So. So a couple of things over here. Once again, we're going to go back a little bit. In Dibra Masa Shu Baruach, okay, which you said when you up the entranceway, it's going to be on the west in order so that you can face the east when you come in. So it says the Beralach over here in Dibra Masa Shu Baruach. He says, I am Mr. Rula Dinza Yesh Makor Ben Hoto Sefta, but Sarich Im Mikos Shemidei Gdoch, Iyo Shalahem Bashum Parim Lamido Bekotal Mizrach, Umukrochi Lamido Betsafano Bedarum. What happens in a shul? Like it used to be in the old YU based medrash, let's say, where the Aron Kodesh is not facing east. What do you do then? So it says over here, the Beralacha, he says, he leads Sarachian. I'm not really sure. Im Lemizach Neshu Negative Shalim, O Muto Shid Palo Klapia Kodesh to Aron. Which way does the Chazan, which way do the people face when they are davening in this case? Do they face the Aron Kodesh, which is not necessarily facing east, which is not facing Eretz Yisrael? Or do you face Eretz Yisrael and not the Aron Kodesh? Okay, the Beralacha over here is Mesupak Bedavar. But the Mishnah Berurah earlier on, that we've seen earlier on in Simen Sadi Dalet. Simen Sadi Dalet, Sif Kot and Test, the Mishnah Berurah over there says, Beferish, what you're supposed to do. He says over there, where the Aron Kodesh is not in the right side of the Beit Knesset, over there you're supposed to face Yerushalayim. You face Eretz Yisrael, you face Yerushalayim, you do not face the Aron Kodesh in this case. Okay? Different people do different things, but it's very clear in the Mishnah Berurah what you're supposed to do in this case. Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal said, you are supposed to face Eretz Yisrael in this case. But you're supposed to tilt a little bit so that you are not completely turning against the Aron Kodesh. Okay, that is what is if the Aron Kodesh is in the wrong place. Okay, it's also mashu like this. If you look in Sifat Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, it's also mashu like this. Also, that you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael and not the Aron Kodesh. And the Halacha Berurah paskins like this. Paskins like this also. Okay, now Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal Dibur Masach Kedei. He brings down over here. He says V'chein. Over here in the Mishnah Berurah, pointed out in Sif Katan Yud Aleph that when you're supposed to go in, you face Aron Kodesh, so you bow towards Aron Kodesh. So Rav Nevinzel says over here, V'chein, kishiyotzei mibeis kenesis. When you leave a shul, al yifnat gabo lehecha, you should not turn your back to the hecha. And therefore you'll see, not like we saw this earlier on also, you're supposed to turn a little bit towards Aron Kodesh as you're leaving, not to turn your back to Aron Kodesh. When you're walking out, you should turn a little bit, that you're not, your back is not connected to Aron Kodesh Lugami. Then Rav Nevin Sol says, and everyone's seen Rav Nevin Sol, davening at the Kotel when he leaves, you'll see him do this halacha l'maisa. He says like this, V'chein, habalit pal b'kotel ha-maravi. Someone who comes to daven by the Kotel, al yifnal gabo el Kotel, ad sheyetze mikol ha-rechava sheba mitpalin. You should not turn your back to the Kotel ma-ravi until you've gotten to the place to the end of the rechava, meaning the beginning of the ramp. The beginning of the ramp, at the end of the rechava, at that point you should walk backwards until you get to that point, and only then turn around. That's what Rav Nevin Sol holds halach l'maisa. Other people just turn around as they enter into the ramp over there, and at the last moment, Rav Nevin Sol will walk backwards until he gets to that point over there, and then only then he'll go ahead and turn around. Okay, at least that's for sure what he used to. Maybe as he's gotten older, maybe it's a little more difficult, but that's for sure what he held, halach l'maisa, what one is supposed to do, to walk backwards from the kotel. You'll see some people doing that. That's the makor of where this is coming from. Another din that Rav Nevin Sol brings down over here in Dibur Maslu Yored, in terms of the Shliach Tzibur, he says, Im Efshar Yama Mavako Yoter Namuch Me'aritzpa. If it's possible, the Amud for the Chazan, the Amun for the Chazan, he says over here, it's supposed to be lower down than the ground floor. The ground is supposed to be, let's say, leveled. The place for the Amun of the Chazan is supposed to be a little lower down. You might have seen this in some shuls for this. The Makor is, because it says in the Pasuk, Mimakim Krasicha Hashem, as we say and tell him all the time, Mimakim Krasicha Hashem, from the depths, you daven out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From this, we see that the Amun of the Chazan, they write, is supposed to be a little bit of V'chein Karu Chazal Yored Lifnei HaTeva. That's why Chazal calls it that he's Yored Lifnei HaTeva. Because there's when you go down, for those who are going on Heritage, which I strongly recommend, you'll see this in the Ramah Shul. The Ramah himself, in his shul in Krakow over there, has this over there. The Amud for the Chazan goes down lower than the level of the floor based on this din of Mimamakim Krasicha Hashem. Then he says, "Bekilos Ashkenaz ikpudu b'miuchad shelo yamod haChazan al habima." Okay, in the kilos of Ashkenaz, there was a minhag that the Chazan does not stand up at the bima. Once again, the same idea over, just like we don't put the bima another place, they also don't stand at the bima. I guess the reformim started having the chazan standing at the amud of the chazan. They would have him stand at the bima itself, and that was following, once again, the notzrim, and therefore, lahotzi miliba reformim, the chazan is not supposed to stand up the bima, shemidu al-chazan al-bim l'chakota the notzrim, and because they were doing to follow the goyim, therefore we don't do that. He says, "But Kabbalah Shabbos, except for one example, is Kabbalah Shabbos. Nagu shachazan omid al bima. The chazan is noik to stand at the bima. Mipnei she'enu meikar atfila, because Kabbalah Shabbos is not really meikar atfila. In order to show that it's not really meikar atfila, that's why the chazan stands at the bima for Kabbalah Shabbos in many shuls, and they'll go up to the amud for Marav. Once again, there are poskim nowadays, if it's for practical reasons, let's say the bima is higher up, so therefore the people in the shul will be able to hear better, and for sure by the Sfardim, because we know the Sfardim were not was not at all influenced by the reform at all. They have a minhag that the chazan does stand up for the bima, and there are those poskim nowadays that will allow even for Ashkenazim to stand up for the bima. Once again, if it's for practical reasons and not for reasons that they want to follow and be like the guy. Okay, but that is another reason why we have, if you notice in Ashkenazi shul, you have the bima and then you have the amud, where the chazan stands are two totally separate places. Moving into our last din for the day, and that is the end of the Ramah. The seder yeshiva kachi, the way that one is supposed to set up the seating in the shul, says the Ramah the following, haskenim yoshim pnei klapiyam, the older tamidei chachamim, they sit in the mizrach, facing the people, so there is a makor for this, that you have the rav of the shul facing in the mizrach, facing the people. Ushara Ankulam Yoshim Shur. Sure, the rest of the nation stands row by row. Pneum klapia kodesh upnei zekanim. They are facing the Aron Kodesh. They are facing the faces of the zekanim. Okay? Not every Josh Morav is a level of a zakin that he could sit in the Mizrach, but that's no one's going to ask us. But that's that one has to take consideration. It's not good for the guy also. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Yudal. Look inside. It says Mikol Makom. You should not have any chairs in between the Bima and the Aron Kodesh. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah the following. Because then the Pnei Yoshev is going to be against the Bima, and his face is going to be, his back is going to be facing the Heichal, the Gnayu. He's going to either have his eyes back to the Sefer Torah during Kriyas HaTorah, or if he turns around, he's going to have his back to the Aron Kodesh. Neither are a good idea. It's going to look like they're bowing down to him when they bow at the Bima. It's not unless it's on the side. However, says the Prima Gadim, the Kartava Prima Gadim, the Achshav Shosim Mekomos Eitzal Bima Shikarim Al Mimra. Nowadays, where they have the Mekomos near the Bima, Upnei Ayoshiv Lehechov Acharav LeBima, and the people are facing the Aron Kodesh with their back to the Bima like they have in many shoals, Asha Acharav LeSefer Torah, even though his back is literally connected to the Sefer Torah during Kriyas HaTorah, Mikol Makom Rishus Acheres Hi HaBima. Nowadays, where the Bima, in many places, there's a fence around it. It's in its separate Rishus. Therefore, it's okay for the person to have his back to the Sefer Torah because it's in a separate Rishos. Therefore, it is going to be mutter. That's what he brings down Allah Lamaisa. Therefore, someone is sitting in that seat in between the Aron Kodesh and the Bima. He should either be facing the Aron Kodesh with his back to the Bima, rely on the Prima Gadim. If he wants to turn around and face the Kriyas Torah, he should make sure that his back is not directly connected to the Aron Kodesh. Because once again, as we saw before, you're not supposed to put your back really directly to the Aron Kodesh. So that's why the Shartzian brings down over here. Now, the Shartzian says like this, and this will end. In Yud Gimel, he says, "V'chein aminag la'atir kevin shalachov neged eichom." Hamish v'ayim v'prima gadim. He says, "The aim divrei al levush sotel mashi kadav ataz biyoridei reish peves la'atir l'rabbanim lidrosh eitzol aron kodesh ashar chreim la'eichom mishum nesefer Torah b'shus acheres." He says over there, what about the rabbanim? Okay, the famous picture of Shach speaking at Panovich. He's standing up at the Amud, and his back is where? To the Aron Kodesh. What's the heter for that? So he says over there, since really the Sefer Torah is also in its own Rishus, it's inside the Aron Kodesh, okay? The Lefi, Shah, Shining, you're doing the Tzarech Mitzvah, and it's only for temporary measures. The Shartzian is Mekel over here. And that is Allah Lemaisa, Rov Poskim Ar Mekel. For Rav to give a drasha, even though his back is going to be the Aron Kodesh, for a short period of time, they are matter. One of those mekilim is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Mincha Shlomo. Chelech Beis Sadi Zayin Os Tes. He says you can be matter bleed pickbook for a rov to give a drasha up at the Amud, even though his back is going to be to the Aron Kodesh. He says there are those machmirim who turn a little bit to the side. And that's Marein Rabbeinu Nevin. So if you ask him, he'll tell you every time, better to turn a little bit to the side so your back is not directly connected to Aron Kodesh. But the Chora, and we see the pictures by Rav Shach, that correct Rav, when Rav Shach can speak, he used to have his back directly connected. And also Rav Shlomo Zalman says, B'li pickbook. The meaning of Olam is that the Rav have, even though his back is to Aron Kodesh, since he's doing it for the drush, he's doing it in order to give, obviously, to speaking to Divrei Torah, to the people, that is the source of why those are makel. So those are a lot of very, very important dinim over here at Kenegan. A dinim of a shul. Once you try not having his back to the Aron Kodesh, if someone's even sitting and learning, if he could turn his chair a little bit, that he's not directly with his back to the Aron Kodesh, that would be the best. Ad kan for today.